the parent is stating, I think my daughter is doing this on purpose. I really don't understand how she could be having so many accidents, and it seems like she's really able to help this. And what would you say to that parent?
So I would say I feel for the parent, and I understand that only too well, having a couple of young boys myself. But I think that it is important to not focus on some of the negative pieces, but to really focus on the positive. And even though there may be a belief that the child is, not being as forthcoming or not being as engaged as we would like, to really work with the child to figure out how to get them to be more of a participant in the process. I think this ties into a question that I saw come through online as well about consequences for unhelpful behavior. I think that those tie in together really nicely as similar questions. We again tend to not necessarily focus on unhelpful behavior, but rather to reinforce positive behaviors and to ignore unhelpful behaviors. If we can successfully ignore those, we would hope that they would tend to distinguish. And if we could focus on the positive behaviors and reinforce those, we would tend to have better success. It's really important, though, that as parents, we need to understand that we should be focusing on behaviors that the child has control of and not end results that we are hoping that they have. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is we should not be rewarding our children for having a bowel movement in the toilet. Instead, we should be rewarding our child for making the attempt to go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet. And if a bowel movement occurs, fantastic. That's the end result. But it is the means that we want to reinforce. We want to get the behaviors in place that will lead to the outcomes that we're looking to have, not so much reinforcing or rewarding the final outcome. And I think that that's that may be a nuanced response, but it's a really critical one, because oftentimes, too often, parents come in and say, well, I put a reward chart into place, and I give little Johnny a star every time he poops on the toilet, and he hasn't gotten any stars in the last 3 years. And we really have to take a step back and talk about, how do we reward appropriately? What are we rewarding? How to implement that in a way that's going to provide the ultimate success?